This shiur has been dedicated to the Refuah Karoiva, Labina Bas Frida. The following shiur was delivered by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Reish Kollel of the Cleveland Choshen Mishpat Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Today's shiur is going to be on Chulin Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, "Uma ani mekayim kamishpat, kamishpat chatas behema." Ma chatas behema ene ba elamin achulin. Gemara says that chatas behema, it can only come min achulin. So the Pnei Yeshua, in Tshuvas Chelik Aleph Arachayim Simen Beis, the Ramasul Tshuva, the Pnei Yeshua there says a svara, that it's a svara ba'alma, but actually you could say it's a svara ba'alma, that any chiyuv, not just a chiyuv chatas, any chiyuv that a person has to do, is required a pidin to fulfill a certain chiyuv, he's not able to patter himself up min hachulin. He's not able to patter himself up from this chiyuv, from using other money to be able to get out of it. Say, if a person gave a nedavah to a certain tzedakah, he's not able to, it's mistavra according to this, that he's not able to take it from meiser money. Because that's the etzem chiyuv that he should give from his chiyuv. He has to bring it min hachulin. But if he's going to bring it from a different hagdish, a different chiyuv, that's not ba min achulin, and he's sort of dispensing his chiyuv with the easy way out. Therefore, it's mistavra, says Ibn Yeshua, based on this, that a person who has a chiyuv, let's say because of the nedava, that he should not pay off that chiyuv with ma'aser money, because the ma'aser money is a different chiyuv. Rather, he should use, it should be ba min achulin, it should come from chulin. Now, there's an interesting discussion in Paiskim, which could be connected to this, that the Paiskim discussed today if a person's allowed to pay tuition for Meiser money. Is a person allowed to pay for his children's Schar Limud for Meiser money? Now, another discussion was, as far as simply supporting, a person supporting his children, when they get older, what's his Chiyuv Me'ikar Adin? So there's an Aruch HaShulchan Siman Reish Mem Tes that says that Hatzas Banu Vubnois of Akhtanim Aval Gavda Darshinim Va'ais Tzedakah B'chol Eis, even though the Pasuk says that being Mefarnes Banu Vubnois of Akhtanim is considered Tzedakah Va'ais Tzedakah B'chol Eis, that Zehazon Banu Vubnois of Shein Tanim Avad, this says Aruch HaShulchan Einzah B'chol Tzedakah M'Maiser Ubnei Banu Merik Banim, it's not B'chol Tzedakah from Maiser. Because what's going to end up happening is a chas v'shalom, he's going to end up that af pruta is not even one pruta, like a gil aniyim af pruta achas. Not even one pruta is going to go to the aniyim. So, it seems to be clearly that the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that the chiyuv to pay his children's mezainos is not considered a full-blown tzedakah, that he should be allowed to use meiser money. Rather, he has to pay from his chulin money, from his regular money, and that's how he has to support it. Let's back up a little bit to discuss this shiloh. This shiloh was discussed by many previous paiskim. And we'll discuss a little bit the background of this shiloh. Shulchan Aruch and Ibn Ezra Simon Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph says, Chayev Adam Lozen Bonov Ubnaisav, Achayu Ubnei Shesh. A person is required to feed his sons and his daughters until they reach the age of 6 years old. Afilu Yeshlam Nechasim Shadaflam Ubnaisavi Imam, even if they have other money that came in. He has his own chiyuv to support his children. Umisham Ve'elech, however, from 6 and up, Zanon Kitakonas Chachamim, he feeds them only mitakanas achamim at sheyigdalu. The imloy ratza, if he doesn't want to do the takanas achamim, gayarim by, machlimin aise, paitzim by, we make fun of him. Now imloy ratza, machrizin al bitzibor. However, ain kaifin aise lezainon. We do not force him to support. That's the etzim halacha. Now the mechaber ends up, amezbar mamurim she'enoy amad. That's only if he doesn't have the money to do it. However, we even though he doesn't have the money to do it, we make fun of him, we scream at him, we say that he's worse than an oif tame that he doesn't care about his kids. However, but if he has money, then he's haroi leiting tzedakah, he's able to actually support tzedakah. So then we force him to give his children mishom tzedakah because of tzedakah. So it seemed to be from the mechaber that it depends on the ages. under 6 years old, the person is mechuyev meikar adin. More than that, it's mitakanas chachamim. And if he's a rich person, then we force him to give the tzedakah to the children that are more than 6 years old, midin tzedakah. So based on this, it would seem that if there's a person has children that are more than 6 years old, where the whole chiyuv is not more than a takanas chachamim, it would be possible to use other monies to pay for their food or pay for their tuition. Just like the Mechaber says, as far as a person who's rich. If he's a rich person, he would mechayev him to pay the same way he would give money to tzedakah. However, it's not so poshut. The Ran discusses what's the pshat in the chi of mezoinis, of bun of a nice alaktan and migil sheish. What is the chi of, why is it a person has to give food to his children under 6 years old? Says the Ran. The Ran is because it goes into the chiv that a person has to feed his wife, to support his wife. The part of the thing, the chiyuvim of supporting a wife, says the Gemara in Ksubas, is that he also gives money with b'naisav akhtanim, and the Ran says that chiyuv actually stems from the chiyuv of giving the wife. One is a siba for the other. Now there's actually a chalkas mechaykik over there in Sifkan Aleph that says that this itself is a machlokes rishonim, if the chiyuv mezoinos comes from the chiyuv of the wife or not. And we're going to see that later on there are shitas that hold that it does not come from that chiyuv, but the Ran goes with the shita that it does come from the chiyuv of the isha. Based on this Ran, Rav Moshe Feinstein and Igrish Moshe Yeredeya Chelak Aleph Simon Kof Mem Gimel wants to be machmir and say that today you cannot pay up your chiyuvim more than 6 years old from Mois Meiser. You cannot do that. Why? Says Rav Moshe, because the whole svara of the Ran, why a person is chayat to mefan is banu v'bnoiz v'aktanim, is because they're agav iman, they're dependent on their mother, and it's part of the mother's, a husband's chiyuv to support the wife, so he has to give the wife's children as well. So says Rav Moshe, based on this, we can connect this concept to a different Gemara in Ksubas. The Gemara in Ksubas says that another chiyuv for a person mechuyuv to give a lady mezaynes chad seuda yisei rasa or gam tarti v'tlas la'archiu parchi for different guests that come in, and she has to have a few extra dollars to be able to give them a seuda. So, factor Moshe, l'chayr tamua, l'chayr it's very shver. What's the pshat? A person is mechuyev to give his wife this money for achi parchi. He's mechuyev to support his wife's tzedakah efforts. He's mechuyev to fund these chesed projects. Avada, it doesn't make sense to say that there's a chiyuv meikar adin that the husband has to give money for these projects. Rather, says Rav Moshe, it must be that the svara is that you cannot put the wife into a situation where she can't even give $1 because she's going to lose friends, she's going to lose social life, she's not going to be able to interact with people. You're keeping her locked up. So, therefore, the Gemara says she has to be able to have a certain amount of independence and flexibility to be able to pay for these archi parchi. So, Zokter Moshe, this is a very big raya to the round that says the pshat of the chiyuv of feeding little children is because of the nigrar and acharev, because they're dependent on the mother. So says Rav Moshe, so we see from here that the yisoid of the chiyuv mezoinus for the archi parchi and the yisoid from the chiyuv for banim is that we should not say that she's an achzori, that she's mitzumtim, that she can't give out anything, and rather we have to give her money to be able to give to these people. So Dr. Maisha, therefore, today, where the minig is, that children that are even older than 6 are part of the household, the same exact halacha is now going to apply even to children that are over 6. L'chein, says Rav Moshe, l'chein nirl nianizdaiti borer, sheheicho sheheim dora yachad im boneha af sheheim yoysher mishesh birotzoin ha'av. When the mother's living with the children, even if they're older than 6, birotzoin ha'av, the af sheheim gedoilim, even though they're very big, kol zman sheein ha'derech, as long as it's not the norm, shebonim ke'elu yelchul arviach, lefarnes atzman, that they go to find themselves, their own self-employment, their own employment source. He's therefore mechoyev to feed midim mezaynus ishtoy the legari me archi uparchi. Veheim archi uparchi kavuim. They are the kavudik archi uparchi in a person's house. Therefore, the father cannot avoid this chiyuv. So now that this is his chiyuv, me ikaradin bimela, he cannot ein yochel azaynim mekesef ha-meiser shehu kechayv shein yochel afraya me'am-meiser. And that says Ramesha is also to mefarnes them from the chiyuv ha-meiser. So Ramesha's psak is based on the Gemara and Ksubas that since there's a chiyuv that to give money to the lady that she should not be an achzar on the archi uparchi, so his children, what better archi uparchi than children, if anything, kavachayim or ben benai shal kavachayim, that there's a question of achzarias. So nichlal and the chiyuv today is a chiyuv even for older than sheish. The tremendous plaitus, the tremendous godless apsak of Ramesha that he passes that meikar adin the chiyuv is now extended based on this ran even to older than sheish. Now we mentioned before that this is not a davar muskim, that the chiyuv mazon of the children is actually dependent on the mother. There's a machlokes rishonim, which we said before from the Chalkos Machlokes. Some rishonim hold that the chiyuv mazon to the banim is not dependent on the chiyuv to the mother. And Ba'amis we see later on in Siman Ayin Gimel Siv Vav clearly that over there it's discussed that the chiyuv is a separate chiyuv. So it is a chiddush that which Ramesha is passing across the board based on the Ran for another reason as well, because that doesn't even seem to be the necessary consensus among the Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim if that's the chiyuv. The Tzitz Eliezer argues on this psak. And the Tzitz Eliezer Shita is that he brings a Yitzhubas Maharach ben Atar, I think it's referring to Arachayim HaKadosh, Arachayim ben Atar, that he was Takiv Bidaitoi, says the Tzitz Eliezer Chelek Tesim and Aleph Perakei, that Yochel Liskoiv Gam Parnosas Bonov Haktanim Ayuseirim Mishesh Al Cheshbin Meiser. You're allowed to pay the Cheshbin of Bonov Ubnoisav Haktanim more than sheish, that could come from the cheshbon of meiser, because that's not considered a chiyuv. Rather, that's considered something that's not a chiyuv, and you're allowed to pay minachulin, like we said. Only a chiyuv, we said before, from the Bnei Yeshua, it wouldn't be coming minachulin. So this says Eliezer b'shem and Rachman Atar that is mutter to pay from Kesef Meiser, and he has a whole arichas bringing rayas to this. So according to the opinion of Tzitz Eliezer, it would be a heter. Now I just want to point out that Ramesha in a different tshuva, in Yerodea Chelik Bey, Simon Kof Yud Gimel, talks about by arichas the concept of paying schar limud from Meiser. Before we were talking more about the chiyuv mezaynus, Ramesha over there talks more about the chiyuv Meiser as well for schar limud, not just for a chiyuv mezaynus. And Ramesha says that there's no chilek at the end, like we said before. But he points out something interesting. He says as follows. Nikur, that it's nikur mitoich the shaylos ha-shoyel, that the shoyel does not have enough money. His expenses are basically equal to his income. He does not have money, really, to pay meiser. Therefore, his chiyuv meiser is pretty much only a chumrah, that he wants to pay this meiser. And therefore, he's not any worse than the tzedakah of anyone else to pay money for meiser. He's not less of an ani than anybody else. So therefore, before we weigh such a shaila, it's really important for the Ma'ir Hira to know what is the what is the financial situation of the person. To just issue a blanket statement that he's not allowed to pay tuition for Meiser is, even according to Ramesha, it would be dependent on the fact that he actually has a bona fide chi of Meiser. But many times he's not able to make ends meet. And in that case, as Ramesha, it's nicker from the shayla of the shayla that he couldn't afford it, and he's himself allowed to take the Meiser. So it's really an important nakuda that Ramesha is pointing out over there in that tshuva that a person would have to weigh equivalent the shaila if the income and the expenses are equal or the income is a lot more enough to warrant a chiyuv of a meiser, which in that case we said before is a discussion in the Paiskim. Reb Moshe is machmer and the Tzitz Eliezer is mekel.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.